We've been playing the passing game the last 2 days.
Oh, it's not where we need to be yet, but it's atypical to me at this time of year. Still getting some timing down between the quarterback, a new quarterback, and new wide receiver. So it's about where I expected it to be.
Has there been anything about Matt Schaub that surprised you? Has he done things better, certain things better than you expected? Has he been exactly what you thought?
He's about what we thought he was. You know, he's a guy that's obviously has experience, and that shows in the way that he manages a game and manages the huddle. Obviously, he's an accurate player. To me, he's good in the pocket. He's got a good pocket presence in there. He's got good leadership skills. He's very intelligent, and he's shown the accuracy right now that we're looking for.
Is the arm strength there?
I think the arm strength's there. What you've seen over the years with him, he's definitely, obviously, he's got a strong enough arm still to play at this level.
You said recently that you may not have to put the red shirt. You may have to be able to take the red shirt off of Derek Carr. What exactly did you mean by that? Did you mean that maybe you initially expected that he would be like maybe third string, carry the clipboard, and that's not really going
to happen? No, I just think that every player develops differently, and you don't really have a feel until you get a player in the room and you get a chance to have him in a meeting room session and get a chance to get a feel for his intelligence and for his confidence. But he's a guy that's got a great amount of confidence. He's an extremely intelligent player. He's one of those guys you don't feel the game's too big for him. There's not any anxiety or nervousness when he enters the huddle. So he's played in a lot of football games. I think that helped him playing in a lot of football games at Fresno. His brother, I think, being around the NFL game, was his brother, and his brother's experience, I think, has helped him become a mature player. So he's a very mature player, and because of that, we just felt after being around them that, let's accelerate the learning curve for this player, and let's give him a chance to get in there with the one and two huddle and see how he does.
You have two running backs that you're trying to turn back the clock on 2 years to get them back to where they were for various reasons. They haven't been to that level. But after that, it's pretty much a jumble in terms of Latavius Murray and the undrafted free agent George Atkinson and Corey Sheets. I mean, what do you see from after the top two guys at that position so far?
Well, we're looking for big things from Latavius right now, coming off the foot injury. He's shown to me probably the biggest upside in what we've seen thus far if he can stay healthy. And Corey Sheets, he's played a lot of football now after coming straight to us from Canada. And he's shown some flashes. I think there's probably a role for him. He's not your big back. He's more of a back that you could move out in a slot and could help you in a passing game. And George right now is just a young player that's learning at this point.
Mm-hmm. Just made a lot of changes, obviously, in the offensive line. How is that process going?
Yeah, we like it. And Austin Howard and Donald Penn, I think, have been two good additions for us. Gabe Jackson is coming along as a rookie. We're happy with his progress, but certainly it's a much bigger offensive line. We've got some guys in Austin and Donald that have played a lot of games in the NFL and have a pretty good feel right now for fronts and blitzes and twists and those things that occur up front. So we like the experience that they bring. We also like their size. And really, we think Austin Howard is still a young player and will develop and grow and is going to be a good player. He's a good player now, but he'll become a better player. And Donald still hasn't shown. I think the big fear, like with the running backs, is sometimes you worry about the age factor. And, having been with Donald in Tampa, I haven't noticed that. And usually, as a coach, you can notice when a player starts to lose his legs a little bit, and he's been pretty good thus far. So excited about that.
How much did your experience with Donald help in terms of bringing him in? And the fact that you knew him, he obviously didn't have a great year last year, but the fact that you knew him and had seen him play.
I think sometimes change of scenery is, sometimes it works for a player, and certainly that's, our thought in bringing him here. I know that he's comfortable with the system that we run here. I think that Tony Sperano will get the most out of him. I think he'll thrive under a coach like Tony. I think he needs You know, he needs someone that's on him, and that's how Tony coaches. So I think Tony will bring the best out of Donald.
How much does your tight end at all?
What's that?
Anyone stand apart at tight end? How's that position?
It's still really Osberry and, to me, Rivera are the two guys right now that kind of separated themselves.
They didn't do a lot of work, but the team didn't do a lot of work bringing in big names or anything at the tight end position. They just spent a couple of undrafted free agent. You have the top two guys you said. Is there anybody who's pleasantly surprising you that could fit into that third spot?
Not at this point, because it's difficult. You know, both of those players that we spoke of, both David and Mike. You know, really their true positions are more of an F. I think they're serviceable blockers, but they're not dominant type blockers. And there's not a lot of those in the NFL at the tight end position. So, if you're looking for a true Y, who are hoping that the other tight ends, Casa, and Bemidji might be able to fill. We won't know that until we get to the fall and we actually get the pads on and are able to strike somebody and play in a live game situation. So we'll find out a little bit about the tight end situation or the true Y situation in the fall.
How much does it help finding your best five offensive linemen, given that you have versatility within it? You have two guards that can really play tackle. You've got some backups that have started at guard before. How much does that help your options?
I think it helps tremendously. And you know, again, with Austin Howard being able to play he's a right tackle, to be honest with you. He could probably move out to the left. We don't see that. And then we see him as a guy that could play right guard, obviously, and could swing to the right tackle for us. We think Penn could play both positions there for us. So, and Menelik Watson, I think the same way with him. He could be a swing guy, and he could probably move inside as a guard, you know. So the big thing for us this year really is that we stay healthy. I think right now there's pretty good chemistry in that room. They're a young, really pretty young room in there. So foreseeing anything that happened like last year, I just think that continuity is extremely important. It's important now that they're in the second year in the system, the second year of hearing things, you know, from Tony and myself. So I think that's important too, just having continuity in a system. And so the players that were here last year, they kind of know the expectations. They're real familiar now. Having the same center obviously helps with Wiz. But we're excited about all the new guys, including Kevin Booth. You know, that we're just kind of excited about the group that we put together up front.
Watson told us last year toward the end of the year, you know, frankly, I had no idea what it took. I didn't know what it took to take care of myself. I didn't know what it took to, you know, to study as hard as you have to study. You think you know, but you don't know until you go through it. Things are going to change. I'm going to get a nutritionist. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Have you seen the
We've seen a lot of growth, really, from Menelik. Now, he's got to stay healthy for us, above all, but tremendous growth from him. We knew he's a very talented player. Really, you don't see men of his size with the kind of feet that he has. So we knew we had high expectations of him. He had high expectations of himself. But again, there's a steep learning curve for any rookie coming in at any position. But really, you know, the physical presence of an offensive lineman and understanding inside it what a man's game it really is to play inside from college to the NFL. I think that's the biggest thing for your lineman, really, on either side of the ball, is that it really becomes a man's game in there. And so we've seen growth from him. Again, we'll know more when we get into live situations, but we've got, again, high expectations, and he has high expectations as well.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.